This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Brazil, where there's a rush on same-sex marriages, but it's not for a good reason. There's been a recent rise in anti-LGBT rhetoric and violence in the lead-up to the presidency of the far-right president-elect Bolsonaro. He is due to take over the presidency on the 1st of January next year. And there are many in the LGBT community who fear that his right-wing policies will start to limit LGBT rights when he takes office. Same-sex marriage has been legal in Brazil since 2013. There's one couple that was that BBC profiled. They said the president-elect is extremely homophobic and he could take away the rights that we've won, such as the right to marry. So they were trying to get in very early.
Yeah, yes. They say he thinks we should die and he doesn't think we're normal. I mean, it's pretty strong words from a new president.
Yeah, I saw a report about a week or so ago about him saying that, you know, they consider him a bit like Trump, however, that kind of makes a lot of these
Trump
outrageous.
On crack, though.
Yeah, but he sort of makes, in defense, this person was defending him, saying that they're well aware of his reputation, but a lot of it is bluster. And
the problem is, though, he says things like, if you saw a gay couple on the street, he would probably whack them.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote.
No, there's some
and that encourages
horrendous.
Other people to think, oh, well, that's
yes.
okay.
No, absolutely. It's not to excuse his, but he is one of many populists out there these days.
We'll keep an eye on that one for you as he takes power in Brazil.
Exactly. And now to Canada, where we have echoes of a recent debate here in Australia. The Catholics, Canadian Catholic school teachers have been required to sign anti-gay values contracts if they wish to work in that system. And this story comes from Calgary, where the Catholic school district has come under fire for reportedly requiring teachers to sign what they call, let's see if I can get this right, Catholicity documents. These documents allegedly suggest same-sex relationships are a breach of their employment contract. And this has all come to a head because a teacher in the network has spoken out about this and gone to the Calgary Herald and has taken a case. She's taken the case to the Alberta Human Rights Commission.
So this is their standard employment contract. You get a job and you need to sign the contract. And it talks about that all teachers have to sign the contract that includes living, quote, a lifestyle and deportment in harmony with Catholic teaching and principles.
I love the word deportment. What exactly does that mean? I get visions of 1950s walking down the hallway with books on your head.
maybe that's a part of it. You don't know because they in this contract has some, you know, it's these broad terms. Anybody who is not living a lifestyle in alignment with the church, that piece of the contract would impact them.
We've heard this before, and what I find always very interesting with this is, you know, they do say here this could include, you know, potentially single mothers, anyone who lives outside, you
anybody
know,
so gets where a divorce.
Does, yeah, anyone who had yeah. divorced, anyone who gets pregnant, like my mother back in the 70s had to leave her state school job here in Australia when she became pregnant and had to resign, you know, gone of those days. So where do we draw this moral line? I find
and this has got some implications or potential resonance here in Australia with the current debate on religious freedom laws.
Yeah.
If there are laws put in place that allow, sorry, further laws in place that allow discrimination against LGBTI people who might want to take up teaching, you know, will we see employment contracts like this?
Yeah.
You can send us your thoughts on that and 0427 joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Now we're on to Kenya, where the UN has transferred LGBTI refugees to a safe house in Nairobi after they experienced violence from fellow refugees. So we've got about 30 refugees receiving injuries in vicious attacks after they're trying to rally for improved conditions at a Kakuma refugee camp. where local and fellow refugees assaulted the LGBTI refugees outside the UN refugee camp, outside the UN refugee agency office. The sexual minorities refugees were protesting about the rise in homophobic attacks they experience. So
this is one of the biggest refugee camps in Kenya. They actually had a pride event in the refugee camp, which was really a part of a protest to against the discrimination and the violence that they were receiving in this camp.
It was the first ever such pride parade in a...
Pretty ballsy, I would have to say.
Yeah.
You're in a place that you're feeling not quite safe, and what do? Pull out the rainbow flag and say, we're here, we're queer.
Yeah, but it did seem that it did cause a bit of a backlash amongst conservative, you know, ranks within the refugee camp itself, so a bit of a troubling development.
Now over to Bermuda, where the government is trying to ban same-sex marriage for the third time. So the legal battle over LGBTQ rights in Bermuda could go all the way to the highest court, as the government has asked for permission to appeal the latest pro-marriage equality decision to the Privy Council of the UK. So Bermuda's kind of a...
It's the first country to legalise marriage equality twice.
And that's kind
they're
of
still
nice.
Trying to take it away. interestingly,
a
few commentators have sort of said the Privy Council is... they're going to face an uphill battle because the Privy Council is actually quite broad in its rulings and quite more progressive than not. So could be quite a challenge.
Yep.
And in brief...
Germany has added a third gender to, well, has approved the adding of third gender to birth certificates.
Hong Kong's only gay lawmaker is victim of an online smear campaign.
And in South Korea, Vogue Korea features the first ever cover with a same-sex couple.
Ooh.
And the UK's National Lottery is going to review a £500,000 donation to a trans charity after a public backlash. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.